Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, here's a caller. I love it. Well, who are you? Tommy, hey. Welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom, how are you today?
I'm the same old guy, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't change too much.
Yeah. Getting smaller by the day, though, I understand.
You know what? My wife has been complimenting me a lot for that. But today she looked at me and said, "You look good, but what's with the pants?" And I said, "What do you mean, what's with the pants?" She said, "You look like a little old man with his belt up to right in the middle of his chest." I said, "That's what all guys look like at my age. Are you kidding?"
Well, we have been eating out way more than we normally do, and they're all good reviews.
But
Last Friday we ate at Ship's Harbor Grill.
Where's that?
In Orange Beach, Alabama.
Oh yeah.
That's if you have anybody who wants a really reliable place to eat, it's the food is consistently good.
Oh.
And it's
what's,
one of the
tell me the name again.
It takes and honors reservations.
No kidding.
That is really important.
I'll bet. But what I mainly know about going out to eat in that part of the world is waiting for a table to come up at any of those places.
Well, we went with another couple, and we'd made reservations for 7 o'clock and asked for seats by the window to look out at sunset and such. And we got there. Our table was waiting for us. And we asked, and they said the walk-up wait was 1 hour.
Ah, wow. Tell me the name of this again.
It's called Ships, S-H-I-P-P-S, Grill, and it's on Canal Road in Orange Beach.
Yeah, that's the road that runs next to the canal, isn't it?
That's why they call it that, Tom.
Ships Harbor what?
Grill,
okay.
Yeah, Ships is the guy's name.
Oh, is it really?
P-P-S, yeah, it's not anything to do with a vessel.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we came back to New Orleans on Saturday and went with another couple to Cafe B.
That was
as good as I remembered, although for the price they really ought to have tablecloths.
I agree, but I agree with what else you said, too. I think of all of Ralph's restaurants, that's been the biggest surprise of all. It's been very, very good.
Yeah, we met the manager. I just happened to be good friends with the guy who owns the building and leases it to Ralph.
Uh-huh.
But met the manager and was talking to him and told him that the couple that we went with had never been, but they had read your review of it last week and they wanted to go. So we've been a number of times. Both with the owner of the building and by ourselves. And then we had friends flying their own airplane from North Carolina to California, and we ate at the Maple Street Cafe on Monday night.
Yeah.
And then we had to go out to the airport, the Lakefront Airport, the next day, just the guy and myself, and we had breakfast at Runway Cafe.
Oh, how was that?
That was really good. And they have moved from the little cafe, looked like a lunch counter thing, right inside the front door, back to the Walnut Room.
Yeah.
And so they now have windows, tables with windows right by the runway.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Because what do you go there? You don't go there as much to eat as you do for watching the airplanes come and go.
I used to get paid to watch the airplanes, I don't care about the watch.
Well, I guess not. It's
airplanes anymore. Yeah. But the food was really good. And way more ambitious than you'd expect from a place like that.
Yeah, I mean they really get into the egg dishes, particularly with the hollandaise and the stuffings and all the rest of it. It's good.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my take on eating around the South this past few days.
Well, thank you very much.
Good. Talk
Always a pleasure.
Bye.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.